I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. She brings the funnies, and tonight Shep brought his threesome tape, honeys. It's Watch What Happens Live with Whitney Cummings and Austin from Southern Charm now. Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse at a special time with two guests who have tons of jobs between them, even if all of them are hers. My first guest is a comedian, actress, and writer, producer whose new Netflix stand-up special, Can I Touch It?, is sure to aggressively touch your funny bone. Please welcome back our friend, Whitney Cummings. Great to see you. Southern Charm, which had a reliably epic finale tonight. Say hi to Austin Kroll. Hey, Austin.
I didn't clap for myself that time.
You didn't clap
you
for yourself.
You made fun of me last time.
Great to see you. Wow, you are all caught up on the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Very excited about this.
A lot of questions.
Okay, good. While the men of Southern Charm are always accused of being adult-sized little boys, over at the bar we have someone who's known Austin since he was an actual little boy. Say hi to his sister, Katie Kroll.
Hey, Katie. Yay!
How did that threesome tape go over in your family?
I don't know.
I actually chose not to watch it for a couple months.
And then, yeah. for a couple months.
Oh, and then I saw it about 8 times in one episode.
Yes, right.
Yeah. Yeah. What is with the pulling at the dick? Is that
well,
to
I mean,
stop
it was morning.
It?
I mean,
it was
what does
morning.
That mean?
I was drunk. I don't know what the Again, hell was happening.
Were you drunk in the morning?
It was like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
It was.
Is the idea to make it longer or less
Always.
Hard?
Always both.
Always.
Let's get started. Austin, you, Craig, and Shep partied with Ramona in the Hamptons over the weekend.
Wow.
How was that?
She's a trip. She is a trip. And she couldn't have been kinder to us. We ran into her at a restaurant on
Anyone
Friday night.
Anyone come close to, like, having
no,
a connection
no,
with her?
No, no, no.
But you all really liked her a lot.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
She's
very good.
She's a blast.
I'm just wondering, Whitney, to get your opinion, Catherine has been rocking some serious looks this season. Her outfit to Patricia's stag party was no exception. What do you think?
I love that she, just, like, it just cuts her. She's like, is my butt showing? And her date was like, yeah, isn't that the point?
Right. You know, Ashley was fired up tonight, and this time the target of her wrath was none other than the caftan queen herself, Patricia. Watch.
My biggest regret was listening to Patricia. I am so regretful that I ever believed that bitch. Where's the event again tomorrow?
Ashley, you're looking a little crazy.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Sorry, we're just in the neighborhood.
Have you met Mr. Kale here?
Hi, I'm Ashley.
I'm glad to leave, Ashley.
Patricia?
Ma'am.
I know what you did, and the truth will come out.
Hey, relax.
Chelsea!
Stop.
I can't.
They're carrying her out.
Thomas, they embarrass me. Guys, like, pushing me.
Should I call 911?
Have
not how the police work.
It's I wanted her to call 911 so bad.
I'm telling you, I lived in the South for a while with the bleach blonde and the self-tanner. You got to watch out for these bitches. They're unpredictable. The amount of chemicals they have inhaled makes them crazy.
I loved how seamlessly Patricia was like, oh, have you met Mr. Jasper? Or whatever his name was. That was good. Your questions for Whitney and Austin are coming in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First is someone who always lacks a sensor in most boundaries. Whitney can hilariously touch on anything. So here's one. In honor of your special, Can I Touch It? I'm going to ask you about some things, and you'll say whether or not you would touch them.
Okay.
All right. Would you touch the food at a Guy Fieri-owned restaurant?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Would you touch Mike Tyson's face tattoo?
Yes.
Would you touch the Mona Lisa?
Yes.
Would you touch Anthony Weiner's cell phone?
No, of course not.
Would you touch any piece of furniture touched on Bachelor in Paradise?
No, thank you.
Would you touch Kylie Jenner's bank account?
Yes, please.
Would you touch the collective beards on the cast of Duck Dynasty?
Zero.
Would you touch Gene Simmons' tongue?
Rather jump into the ocean.
Would you touch the trailer for Cats?
Yes, I would, actually.
Thank you very much. On tonight's Southern Charm finale, Shep's plus one to Patricia's party was a woman whose panties were once a plus one on Austin's floor. Take a look at the never-ending Austin threesome drama.
Oh. Shep bringing Chelsea Scott.
Did you f- No, I actually did not.
What a f- person.
This is gonna be fun.
Who'd you bring?
G's girl from Austin's video.
This is a total f-ing ambush.
I'm about to lose my Madison.
Greg, all that he wants is to be the king and for you to be a pawn.
Do you feel good for doing this? I mean,
I don't give a f-. This is a blatant white glove off slap in my face to try and get a f-ing rise out of me.
Yeah.
This friendship is in total ruins. Don't let the door hit you, pal.
Wow, I mean, you knew that one of them was coming, right?
No, I knew Bailey, yeah, I knew that one of them were coming. You know, Bailey had told me, and you know, it was just such a disappointment.
Were you, Craig seemed like he wanted to bail out of it.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
You know, Craig's such a beautiful idiot. He has no idea what's going on.
Why is no one talking about the fact that he wears eyeliner?
Right.
It was addressed for 1 second. He's like, yeah, girls love it. What?
We did talk about it after the reunion.
Yeah,
at the reunion. I think it had been Halloween the night
ad
before.
Ad nauseum.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like he was trying to come
Don't
out
worry,
to you
the
guys
answers
and you
are
just
coming.
Ignored it. Yes.
All the answers
been,
you could ever
I
want.
I would have been thrilled. Well, here's what. Despite Shep's attempt to make a mess out of Austin's love life that night, the threesome women actually helped clear it up a little. Take a look.
These two girls that came with Craig and Shep.
I want to go see if they
Yes.
Let's go ask.
We're just going to get this out there, because everyone just wants to know the truth.
Yes.
Did y'all him?
I'll explain exactly what happened,
I know,
okay?
I'll be honest with you. We were all hanging out, and then we passed out.
I sleep on the couch.
Were you in bed with Austin
no,
when she came in?
No, we were all hanging out.
So the moral of the story
so
is neither of y'all Austin.
No.
You had to be thrilled.
Yeah, I was. Because I didn't know.
They both look exactly alike. What's the point of having a threesome with two girls that look exactly alike?
Well, you know,
I mean,
one has that
you know.
Big old hair and everything going on. That was misery. That was misery.
But you got cleared.
Yeah.
So it must have been.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I felt pretty good about it.
Okay, well, finally, as a seasoned comedian, Whitney has been heckled more times than she can count, which is why I know I can count on her to do some close-range heckling to our Love Challenge pal, Austin. Here's what, let's troll the crawl. I have some sex and dating questions for Austin. Whitney, whenever you don't like his answer, you can troll him by reading a mean tweet from a Southern Charm fan. Okay?
No.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
No, so mean.
Austin,
that's so
if
mean.
You're in a relationship, is there anything wrong with going to strip clubs?
No.
Nothing wrong
with that. What? Oh my God, looking for Austin's balls. If you find them, please return ASAP.
Okay. All right.
When is the right time
to send a dick pic?
I can't
stand to watch Austin eat. He eats with his mouth open constantly.
Oh,
okay.
I thought that was Shep.
What's the best way to tell your partner that they've put on a little weight?
Never.
Okay.
We're good.
Is it okay to sleep with your best friend's ex if your friend was the one to end things?
No.
Okay.
Stop.
Is it okay?
You stop.
Yes.
Okay. That was good. No, you're good. No.
How can a guy get better at performing oral sex?
I think watch porn. Or just do it a bunch until you practice makes perfect.
You know porn's not real, right?
Oh, it's
they're faking it.
There are some pretty good techniques on there, I think.
All right. Thank you very much for playing Troll the Court. I want to go to the phones. Oh, Maya C. from New York. Hey, Maya, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Love you so much. Also, just wanted to say thanks for BravoCon.
Yeah.
And I have a question for Whitney.
Okay.
Hi, Whitney.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. Hello. My question is, what was the biggest lesson you learned while working on the Roseanne reboot, and when was the last time you spoke with her?
The lesson I learned from the Roseanne reboot is read people's tweets before you sign up to work with them.
Okay, very
good.
And
when's the last time I spoke with her? I don't think I've ever spoken with her.
You mean since?
I mean, during. I never knew who I was talking to now that this is all
happened. Oh, I see.
You know, I don't know if I've ever actually spoken to her.
I understand. Interesting.
If I may, but yeah, not since during production.
Got it. You had a question. You were talking during the break. You had some comments.
Well, I have a theory that Shep is in love with Madison.
You aren't the only one who has that theory.
And
I'm not saying
that
it's me that has that theory, but Shep is a very, like, if he doesn't have it before you, then he is, like, he is not a fan.
He's, like, territorial.
And yeah. Oh, yeah.
If I can't have her,
it's
no one
like,
can.
It's like, I wasn't playing with that toy until you were playing with it, and now I want to play with it.
Ooh,
all right,
let's go to
Gina from California. Hey, Gina, what's your question?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Late nights at work taking a toll on your skin? Do you find yourself staring at those dark circles in the mirror? Well, it's time to meet your new best friend, Dark Circle Defense Balm from Lumen. Lumen is a line of brilliant men's skincare solutions crafted especially for men who want to look and feel their brightest. Whether you're a seasoned skincare pro or a total newbie, Lumen Skin has got you covered. Lumen's Dark Circle Defense Balm is a lightweight gel that absorbs seamlessly into your skin to brighten your under eyes and instantly plump dehydration lines. It's basically an espresso shot for your eyes. The best part? Lumen will let listeners of this podcast try the product out for free. Yes, you heard that right. Free. Head to lumenskin.com/wondery and get your free trial of Dark Circle Defense and their other amazing products now. Say goodbye to tired-looking eyes and say hello to a new and refreshed you. Don't wait any longer. Your skin will thank you. That's lumenskin.com/wondery for your free trial.
Hey, Andy. My question is for Austin.
Okay.
Austin, the Dames Who Dish podcast want to know why you would share such a personal confession like Shep giving Danny chlamydia when you know that Madison loves to use info as ammo.
You're dating someone, you really think that they're not gonna divulge the things that you tell them, and I unfortunately just kept on getting burned. I want to be open, and bit me in the ass a couple times, that's for sure.
Whitney, reactions to Clapgate.
My reaction to Clapgate is, Shep, look, you are a tall, very tan man on a reality show accused of having an STD. If this doesn't work out, you could always be the president of the United States.
Oh.
All right, let's go to Sabrina from Seattle. Hey, Sabrina, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, thanks for taking my call. My question's for Whitney.
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
I was really
kidding. Hey, Whitney, do you let your fiance use your sex doll when you're not in the mood to have sex with him?
I tried to make him, but he hates it.
So there but, is. But he touched the breast, right?
Yeah.
There's another robot named Whitney besides the one on your show. it's mine. I do have a robot that looks exactly like me that's technically a sex robot, but no one's had sex with her yet, including my fiance. He's not interested.
Okay, let's go to that's Nancy from tell. Seattle. Hey, Nancy, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question is for Austin.
Okay.
I'm wondering, why can't you just accept that you're in love with Chelsea? And how does Madison feel about your close bond with Chelsea?
Look, this has been a thing for a long time.
I love Chelsea.
Yeah, I do too. She's favorites. Fantastic. You know, she really is. And my ex had a problem with that closeness in that relationship. But right off the bat, Madison and Chelsea really did develop like a pretty good relationship. So Madison has never had any sort of, you know, any sort of jealousy over Chelsea, and, you know, knows that Chelsea is happy with her sailor man and all is well.
There you go. Her semen.
Her semen.
Yes. Sorry.
I didn't say it. I didn't want to.
By the way, very sad to hear the news that Catherine's mom passed away last week. Mm-hmm. Were you all aware that she was ill? And is that something that you had spoken to Catherine about?
I was aware. I mean, it's just a terrible, awful blow. And
yeah.
So I made sure to reach out. Mm.
Yeah. Let's go to Bridget from New York. Hey, Bridget, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. This is my first time calling, but I've watched you since day one.
Thanks.
My question is for Whitney.
Okay.
Whitney, when you roasted Donald Trump in 2011, were there any jokes that you held back because they were too mean that you now wish you told?
No. I went pretty hard on that roast.
You did?
I feel like.
You
yeah,
did.
I went pretty hard. A lot of jokes about his dick.
Looking like a traffic cone or something? Looking like a traffic cone or something? What was the
dick
joke?
Looking like a traffic cone?
I don't
traffic
know.
Cones are big.
Isn't yeah, but they're wild? Orange, you know, they're like spray tan.
Oh, okay, got it.
You know,
you
I
think,
don't know.
Why? I mean, I guess Comedy Central doesn't have the license anymore on that roast, but don't you think it will be interesting to see that again?
I think they run it sometimes on Comedy Central. Yeah, I think they'll run it.
Wild to think that it exists.
I think everybody's worried about the jokes they told
eight
years ago now.
Right.
I think we're all pretending that none of those happened so that we don't get canceled.
All right, guess what? It's game time. The men of Southern Charm are known for always being about one whiskey away from hooking up with anything. But for the sake of this next game, I'm hoping against hope that Austin will know when to keep it in his pants. It is time to play Don't put your dick in that. Whitney
what?
And Austin, you're going to switch seats and face each other.
What?
And various things that Austin should not stick his dick in. Well, switch seats are going to appear in the monitor behind him.
Oh.
Whitney, without saying the name of the item that Austin should not stick his dick
am
in,
I like?
You will give him the clues to help
you.
If Austin gets 7 correct in 60 seconds, you both win.
Okay.
And go.
A giant reptile that swims through
an
the
An alligator's
yes.
mouth.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Don't put your dick in that.
A thing
shovel.
That you clean the carpet with that I never use because I don't clean. Yes.
Vacuum.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, don't put your dick in that.
But you put something in to make a lamp work. A thing in the wall.
Electrical outlet.
Yes.
Yes. Don't put your dick in that.
A thing that you put trees in to make them small.
A wood chipper.
Yes.
Yes. Don't put your dick in that.
A thing you put.
A blender.
A thing that you write with that you have to make sharper.
A pencil sharpener.
Okay, a thing that food goes down in the sink.
A garbage disposal.
Yes. A thing that you put bread in to make it more brown.
The oven?
Yes.
A toaster.
Yes.
Yes.
A thing that outside that keeps you warm when you're outside in the woods.
A fire.
Enjoy watching Austin on the show?
I do.
Very good. So do we. You just said the nicest thing to Whitney during the break.
The most romantic thing anyone's ever said to me.
What did you say?
He leaned over and said, I would totally fuck your robot.
Very sweet. Whitney, I'm excited about your new stand-up special.
Nothing is sacred.
Lisa C. Emailed Whitney, when working with Michael Patrick King on Two Broke Girls, did he ever spill any Sex in the City behind the scenes gossip? I know you're obsessed with Sex
and the City. I'm obsessed with Sex and the City, but he did, there wasn't any gossip per se. I would like ask him about how every scene went. And, you know, I wanted to know all the like trivia about everything, but he did give me the mirror that was on Carrie's boudoir and it is now in my closet.
That's amazing.
I know, the actual one that Sarah Jessica used as Carrie. Wow. And I haven't put it on eBay yet.
Right.
but it is my most cherished possession.
Were you surprised about the Kim Cattrall clap back on Instagram?
I was stunned. however, I have seen her crazy videos on YouTube and was not surprised after seeing her like play the harp and recite poems with her husband.
Yes. Mayor T texted, Austin, if you could erase either the threesome video for good or erase telling Madison about chlamydia, which would you
threesome choose? Video.
Threesome video. All right. Here's a good one. Kyle K wants to know, after the threesome scandal, did you find that you get more offers for threesomes?
You, me, my robots.
No. I mean,
and you are.
If like you play it right, then any situation you, I suppose could be.
Your sister's dying. Are not with Madison right now?
Andy? What present tense are we in? I mean, you know, we leave that finale together and we're hand in hand and life is good at that moment.
Yes I'll tell you that much. Why can't men just answer a question?
I don't know how to, I'm just,
It's complicated.
Stupid man.
Say it's complicated.
It's very complicated.
Okay, it's time for my Mazel and Jackal. I thought I would let the always hilarious and opinionated Whitney Cummings do the honors. She has a new stand-up special on Netflix. Whitney, what is your Mazel?
My Mazel is John Travolta's Instagram.
Okay.
I recommend it for everyone.
I love it too.
It's so weird.
I'm obsessed with it.
It gives me a lot of insight into Scientology, first of all, which I always love. And he's mostly like taking videos of himself while he's flying a plane.
I love it.
Do you want to fly the plane and then make the video when you land it? It's kind of great.
What's your jackal?
White supremacy.
Okay, very good. I want to thank you, Austin, for being here.
Want more drama than The Real Housewives? Then go Inside Salem with the official podcast of Days of Our Lives. Join us for new episodes every other Monday as we take a look through the hourglass with show recaps, behind-the-scenes stories, and exclusive interviews with a cast of Days. Inside Salem has a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, so don't miss out. Be sure to listen and subscribe for free wherever you get your podcasts.
Whitney Cummings. Whitney Cummings, Can I Touch It? Is streaming on Netflix. You can watch Austin on the Southern Charm Reunion Part 1 next Wednesday at 9. And Katie Kroll is Austin's sister.
Yep.
What were you going to say when we were not on the air?
Austin once told me that if you live above 14th Street,
grain of salt.
Oh, if you live above 14th Street, mm-hmm. You're nobody.
No, I did not say that, Katie.
Yes,
that is so silly. That's so silly. Two of my favorite people in the entire world, you know, live on 59 and 2nd, so don't
ever
say that.
You are getting so red.
You didn't even mention where I live.
Katie, why'd I bring you on here?
let's go to Marcella from Chicago. Hey, what's your question? Hey, are you there? Marcella? I think she put her phone down. And,
no.
Yeah.
Got T-Mobile.
Oh, well. Can you imagine being on being on hold for half an hour and then...
She's sitting on her green
couch. All
right.
Sorry, you snooze, you lose. We have another call from Illinois, Courtney. Hey, Courtney.
Hi. My question is for Whitney. Did you expect your tweet about the Notre Dame fire to get as much attention as it did?
I didn't at all. That's
What'd you say?
Such it was, a weird question.
It was really funny.
What
actually.
Did you say?
Well, the Notre Dame fire happened, and then everyone was posting photos of themselves at Notre Dame.
Yes.
Or just in Paris.
Yeah, I almost did that, by the way, but I didn't. Yes. On purpose,
and
actually.
And we tweeted.
Well, I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was like something about like using the opportunity to just post photos from your vacation.
Yes,
like,
yes.
Just, like, we get it. You've been to France.
Right.
This isn't about
you. Did you start
you.
That movement of everyone saying that?
No, I don't. Well, it was so many people that were just like, here's me at a cafe. Love hashtag Notre Dame. It's like, dude, this has nothing to do. Yeah.
You're in Jersey. What are you doing?
Right, yeah, I know. Totally. When I was in the south of France, like, it's amazing how people are able to make tragedies about themselves to get likes on Instagram.
Right,
you know?
Right.
My favorite is when on like, you know, Twitter or something, like someone will die and someone will be like, he was such a nice person. It's like, you're just bragging that you knew that person.
Right.
You know?
Well, what do you think of posting a picture of yourself with the dead person? That seems to be a thing too.
I mean, if you really knew them.
Right.
I guess it makes sense, you know?
Or if you had a story about when you met them or something.
Yeah, or if it was an authentic friendship, sometimes you'll see a photo of someone taking a selfie with a dead famous person, and the dead famous person looks like they don't want to be in that photo
right.
at
That's
all.
Not good.
And you're celebrating their death with you posting a photo of them being uncomfortable taking a selfie with you.
Not a good time.
Not a good look.
Let's go to Melissa from Florida. Hey, Melissa, what's your question?
This is Melissa. I do have a question, and it's for Austin.
Okay, great.
Ready?
Okay.
Okay, so Austin, what was your reaction to the conversation between Ashley and Catherine? And why do you think Ashley's trying so hard to get everybody to like her?
Yeah, I mean, that's a question that I feel like we've all been trying to answer for a long time. And, you know, I just think that she thinks that she can kind of come in and gain favor with strategic people, and then that'll win over the favor of the group, I suppose. But I'm really not certain why she wants so hard for Catherine to be on her side. I just think that Catherine has kind of drawn a line in the sand and said, look, I don't want your friendship and I don't want anything. And I think that she handled it well by even speaking to her. And I just don't know. I like her whole goal is to talk a whole bunch of mess. And then she comes in and she's like, oh my God, you're so pretty. But then she like bashes you the whole lead up, and it's just that's just her MO.
I have a sneaking suspicion she wants to be on television.
Oh, do you? That's interesting.
The call that we lost was going to ask you why you think Whitney keeps denying that he slept with Catherine.
Oh, I was like, what?
I guess that my why did you say?
I was like, what?
What is wrong with you?
Don't drag me into this.
You know, Whitney's a very private person, honestly, and I mean, that's the only thing
very
that I
can private
think
person
of.
On a reality show.
Look, but he's not on it for a reason, because he doesn't right. want his whole life to be right. divulged, and sometimes I understand, but he's just a private guy, I guess, and you know, I mean, that poll that we did that one time with Craig, and it was like 99-1, you're like, Whitney, we're glad that you voted.
Right.
Where
that's
did we land
how
on sleeping
feels.
With Catherine?
What do you mean?
Him and Whitney and
you
Kat.
Mean did it happen? We all believe
what do
it
you
happened.
Think?
Happened. I mean,
yes, we all believe it happened.
Anal doesn't count.
I want to thank Whitney Cummings. Watch it on Netflix. Thank you, Austin. Thank you, Katie. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot. And someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Once upon a beat.
Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.